Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, Algoa Country, it's about that time for Mythbusters. And this week, we unpack the reality of living with diabetes, a condition that affects over 4.2 million South Africans. And it still carries a lot of confusion, right? A lot of stigma, even misinformation. So to guide us through the facts tonight, separating fact from fiction, we're joined by the External Affairs Lead for Southern Africa at Roche Diagnostics, bringing over a decade of experience, okay, in the pharmaceutical sector with deep involvement in public health programs like diabetes, all the way up until TB, HIV. So he's our guy tonight. He's helping us separate fact from fiction. Welcome to Algoa FM, Neo Molusi. Hello, Neo. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. I'm sure that you probably get this a lot. Do you think that diabetes is one of the most misinformed, should I say, illnesses, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for that. I think, you know, diabetes has a bit of a dichotomy where we all know about it, you know, very generically. Everyone can relate in the sense that you may know someone that has diabetes.
Right.
But not much is truly understood and appreciated about what the person living with diabetes tends to experience on a day-to-day perspective. So every 24 hours, diabetes patients are constantly making multiple decisions in their lives.
Wow.
And I think that's the part that's really not fully understood and appreciated about diabetes.
Sure. And so I'm excited now that it's Diabetes Month that we get to kind of unpack this. So I kind of want to dive already into the first myth, and that is that people with diabetes can never eat sugar. Is this true?
So let me answer this, and I think it's an important answer for everyone. People living with diabetes can and should eat sugar.
Wow.
Now, the important thing here, I think it's important that we think about sugar more in the clinical perspective, and it's what we call glucose.
Yeah.
Because most people, when you talk about sugar, you're thinking sweets, you're thinking junk food, and the likes, right? Now, every form of food has some type of sugar in it. And the nutritionist will tell you that there is good and there's bad sugars. And depending on, you know, what you eat, it can make an impact in your body.
Right.
But to qualify and explain the myth properly around people with diabetes can never eat sugar. So they should eat it. And why is that? Is that for everything that we digest, sugar is somehow in there. So in most carbohydrates, there's glucose slash sugar. In many fats and in many proteins, the baseline of glucose does exist. And so naturally, regardless of whether you're eating, and this is in inverted commas, healthy or unhealthy foods, you're somehow digesting sugar. And this is why people living with diabetes should eat it, because they should get nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But what is slightly different for them is that they need to constantly be controlling the amount of sugar that they intake to ensure that they don't do further damage. And maybe to explain very shortly, you know, people who have diabetes, there's two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Now, type 1 diabetes mainly affects you at a very young age. And what we find is that type 1 have lost the ability to produce a hormone called insulin. Now, insulin is an important hormone in your body because as and when you and I eat anything or drink any beverage, we then metabolize those foods and then the sugar forms in our bloodstreams. And therefore, for every single person, our sugar levels naturally go up just after eating a meal or drinking some form of beverage. And then this hormone called insulin comes in, sweeps up this excess sugar, and then transports it into the different organs. Now, this sugar or this glucose is essentially the fuel for these bodily organs to keep on running. Yes. And therefore, this is why I say they should eat sugar, because the body still needs this energy to do what it does. Now, in type 1, as I said, the body has lost an ability to produce insulin completely.
Yeah, right.
And therefore, type 1 patients require external insulin that is manufactured. And many companies produce insulin. And that's where you see many patients with diabetes who have injections to put in artificially produced insulin into their body. Now, type 2 diabetes, and this is the one that most people are aware of because it's what we call the lifestyle disease.
Yes.
And is associated with other cardiometabolic conditions. Type 2 diabetes patients are those that are gradually losing their ability to produce insulin, and therefore, over the years, that ability might depreciate towards where the type 1s are. But for the most part, they still have an ability to produce some form of insulin. And so they need either medication to help them to help their body produce it.
Yeah.
Or they need slightly less insulin to subsidize the amount of insulin that they can still produce. So very critical for people with diabetes to eat it. And they should eat it.
So what would you say about the fact that diabetes is only caused when you eat too many sweets? Because this is a myth that is still floating around. Is this true, that diabetes is caused by eating too many sweets?
Absolutely not.
Sure.
Absolutely not. You know, if you think about what I've just explained earlier in terms of the two types of diabetes, you can see that, especially with type 1, this is something that you get at a very young age. It's called an autoimmune disease. And in fact, you get it at an extremely young age as a child, and you live with it throughout. And it's not associated with the types of food choices that you make. With type 2, there are multiple issues that impact how you may get diabetes. And it could be your lifestyle decisions in terms of diet, but it could be other genetic factors as well. And it could be other cardiometabolic conditions that could cause that. But I think the long and the short is that it is not associated with eating too many sweets, but we know that eating too many sweets is not good for you. So
yeah.
I think both statements are important to emphasize, that we shouldn't be encouraging people to eat too many sweets.
Exactly.
However, that is not the cause and the sole cause of getting diabetes.
Now, I would say as well that, you know, AI is really changing the game to some degree when it comes to healthcare. You know, whenever someone is feeling a headache, they check with, you know, AI to see, hey, I'm feeling these symptoms. What does that mean? Do you think that AI in healthcare is replacing doctors?
Yeah, no, that's, I don't believe so. I think where we are today with AI, we are at a space where AI is enhancing the patient-doctor experience. And there is an ability for doctors to get a much greater window into the patient's life and lifestyle through AI. There is an ability for the doctor to get a predictive analysis of what risk could look like for a patient. And so AI for me, and how we position it at Rush Diagnostics, is it will give you an ability to allow your patients to, you know, make informed decisions. Equally, so the doctor is also able to make much more informed decisions through AI. And we can talk very shortly about a solution that we have recently launched. And this is what we call a continuous glucose monitor. Now, this device is a device that allows you, as a patient that is living with diabetes, to have a small patch behind one of your arms and then link that to an app on your phone. And this patch here, through some technology that we've managed to produce and through AI, monitors your glucose levels continuously. So you're not doing anything. If you think about you going to a clinic, for instance, and you're doing a health check, one of the things they do is do a small finger prick for blood to come out of your one of your fingers, and then they put it on a stick into a device. Now, that device is what will then tell you what your sugar levels are at that specific time.
Wow.
What it doesn't tell you is where will your sugar levels be in the next 5 minutes after you leave, or when you then go and have lunch thereafter, what's happening to your body, and where are your sugar levels. So this continuous glucose monitor that we have just recently launched continuously monitors that, and through the app you can literally see your sugar levels on a day-to-day, on an hour-to-hour basis, and that will allow you to see how the food choices that you make and the drink choices that you make impact on your sugar, and you're then able to adjust your insulin intake. And it also helps your doctor to then make those adjustments to the treatment regimen that you've been given. So the power of AI is that it's able to make life easier for patients, but also make life easier for doctors as well.
Well, Algoa Country, if you just joined, we are chatting to the External Affairs Lead for Southern Africa at Roche Diagnostics, Neo Mulusi. Now, Neo, I mean, really, sure, we could learn so much, and I wish we had more time. I'd love to know, where can we keep up with you and perhaps find out more information about what you do?
Yeah, so you can visit us on our website, www.roche.co.za, or even our global website as well, www.roche.com. Roche Diagnostics is a global multinational that produces not only diagnostics, but treatment as well. So we've got the Roche Group, which is based in Switzerland, and it is split into a diagnostics arm as well as a treatment arm, which is quite unique for pharma companies where we are able to produce diagnosis, diagnostic tests, as well as treatment options. And we're quite uniquely positioned in industry as one of the few companies that do both diagnostics and medicines.
Wow.
I'm available on LinkedIn as well, Neo Mulusi. You'll find me there. And there's many other Roche employees available. But I think what is important to emphasize as a disclaimer here is that, you know, with what we've just shared now, it is critical for patients and listeners to consult their healthcare professional, their doctors, on any form of decision that pertains to their life. We're simply providing education and awareness as part of Diabetes Month. But in terms of any form of decision or any form of diagnosis, that should be done with your doctor or healthcare professional.
Well, there you heard it, Algoa Country. Make sure you check out their website, Roche. That's roche.co.za. Otherwise, you can check them out on LinkedIn as well, Neo Mulusi. Wow, Neo, we learned so much. Sure. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much, Pia.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.